Hey mamas, my name is Tenley, and here we talk about all things motherhood. Let's get into this. Okay, so today we're going to be blending up some baby food. So you see I have apples, kales, and some sweet potato. So I'm going to take out some apples and I'm going to wash them up just to make sure that they're all good to go. I like to wash it with lime and vinegar, and then I'm going to peel them. So I brought them over, they're all washed. I'm starting to peel the apples, and once I peel them, I cut them up, and you'll see I'm actually putting them in the pot on the side of the stove. Now with the kale, what I do with the kale is I actually strip the kale off of the stem. I strip it off of all of them, and then I'm just going to wash it all clean and ready to go. So what I actually do first is I'm going to put some water in the pot with the apples. And it's like almost like you're kind of steaming the apples. Not a lot of water, just touching the bottom of the water. And then once the apples are a little bit soft, I will add the kale to the apples. Kale's not going to take long to get soft, so that's no problem. But in the meantime, I'm going to start chopping up the sweet potato for baby Aiden. So peeling them, I cut them into smaller pieces so it's easier to peel them. And once it's peeled, I wash it off, and then I put it in some water to steam. Now when that's steaming, as you can see, I added the kale to the apples. We're going back to the apples and the kale. So added that, one thing I forgot to mention is I actually take out some of the water where the apples are. As you can see, I'm pouring it back in now as I'm blending just to get it to a smoother texture. But I do take out the water once it's done boiling just so I can add that in. So now we're going to do some Brussels sprouts and blueberries. Blueberries and Brussels sprouts. I know it sounds weird, but it actually tastes really good, to be honest. I was actually surprised myself. Some vegetables and fruits. So it kind of, Brussels sprouts tend to be a little bit, not sour, but I don't know what to call it, but it blends out and it tastes actually good. Now, sweet potato is ready. As you can see, I took out some water out of the sweet potato as well. So same kind of concept, blending it. And then to get a smoother texture as well, I just keep adding that same water that I took out from the sweet potatoes, adding it back in while blending it. But I also add some nutmeg and cinnamon, just a little bit, just to give it some flavor into the sweet potato. And blend it. Once everything is good to go, you know, I'm going to get that to cool down a little bit before I put them into the ice trays for cooling. See, now if you look at this, the Brussels sprouts and blueberries, they're not looking so bad. They're not looking so bad. I promise you, it tastes good. Now we're going to put them into the ice trays. As you can see, I already did the sweet potato. And the sweet potato took up one side, so I'm adding the Brussels sprouts and blueberries to the other side and another ice tray because I had more, so I could fill up another one. So once that's all done, here's what they look like. And what we're going to do next is, once they're done freezing, we're going to put them into some Ziploc bags. So in terms of the Ziploc bags now, I like to put the tray inside and then push it out. What I love about these is because they're silicone, they're easier to pop out than a regular ice tray. And then with these ice trays, if you look at the bottom, it's silicone at the bottom, so it's easier to actually push out as well. You just kind of pop it in and it comes out. So I'm done with one bag and I'm going to do the same thing with everything else. So that was the kale and apple. Now we're going to do the sweet potato with the cinnamon and nutmeg. As you can see, the bottom, I was talking about the silicone is there. So you see how easy it pops out? Just put a little bit of pressure and it pops out at the bottom. You know what I mean? It pops out. Just add them into the bag. And then I'll be doing the exact same with the blueberry and the Brussels sprouts. And that is pretty much it. Thanks for tuning in, mamas. I appreciate it. Give me some love. Questions, put them in the comments below. Have a good one. Bye, mamas.